As I said the last time I addressed the council, your economic analysis is flawed seriously. It stinks. I defy Mr. Cohen is here. I would be happy to hear him answer the question. There are two base case assumptions that have been provided to the Department of Public Works. One is the base case assumption of the city running the sewer plant. The other case is the base case of aquarium running the sewer plant. The net present value of the city running the sewer plant is $66 million over 20 years. The base case cost for aquarium running the sewer plant over 20 years is $81 million. Why are you going to pay aquarium $21 million to do the job you do now for $66 million?
We've posted our information on the webpage that we've our analysis that has been done for everyone to see. We'd appreciate it if you have similar analysis or figures that you'd like to present. We'd certainly like to take those and take a look at them, but we're not at the position tonight where we're going to sit here and debate analysis and economic formulas.
I'm not asking you to debate anything. I'm asking you to defend the public document that you provided from the Department of Public Works. These are numbers that you provided to the public. You provided these numbers. I didn't come up with these numbers. You provided them to us. So please tell me again why you decided that the city would pay $21 million to do a job that you can do now for $66 million. Why are you going to pay the quarry $81 million?
Well, perhaps you could present to us at a later time your information, which differs from what we presented.
This report you provided to the public. This isn't my information. This is your information.
Right, but this is your interpretation of the information, not the information.
And I'm going to read. I will read the document into the record.
This is the hearing on the sewer rates, at any rate.
Yes, it is a hearing on the sewer rates. You're proposing to impose a sewer rate for $21 million more than you have to. I'm asking why. Your rate is based on aquarium running the plant. It costs $21 million more over 20 years for them to run the plant. You tell the public why you're proposing to set a rate to cover that $21 million when you can do it for $21 million less. Why isn't the rate $250 rather than $355? Why isn't the rate $225 rather than $355? For what debt? It costs $2 million more for the city to build the plant. Amortize that over 20 years. If you do an estimate, the rate should be someplace between $250 and $290 based on the city doing it themselves. The other thing I haven't heard is an explanation as to why in 20 years the rate's going to be over $5. Nobody wants to talk about that. Why is it going to be $5 in 20 years? If you're saving all this money, why is it going to be $5 in 20 years?
Thank you, Mr. Sears.
No, I'm not done. The other question I have...
Your time's up, sir.
No, it's not. The other question I have is... The other question I have is, can you justify the residents of Holyoke how saving $4 a year in a sewer rate justifies paying aquarium $21 million over 20 years. If you look at the analysis, same analysis that the Board of Public Works provided to the public, the average annual savings to the ratepayer is going to be anywhere between $4 and $54 in the worst case scenario. $4 a year, 30 cents a month you're going to save, and you're going to turn over the plant to a private company for the next 20 years. Can you say why? You're willing to do that for 30 cents a month? The other question, I'm having a real difficult time. This is public information provided by your expert. The same expert that went to the town of Lee, and the town of Lee just issued a contract for the same facility that they said was going to cost that number of dollars. The town did it themselves. They saved $4 million. I want to know. I think the people in Holyoke deserve to know. That report that I am citing, you provided to the general public. It's not my analysis, it's your analysis. It says it is cheaper for the city to do this than it is for a quarry. So I'm looking at that, and the next question I have is, you have two sets of rates. You have seven scenarios, economic analysis that you did. The worst case scenario is that $54 a year, the average ratepayer is going to have to pay. 54 divided by 12 is less than $5 a month. Have you asked the citizens whether they're willing to pay an extra $4 a month, if that's really the truth, to keep ownership and control over this plant and not have to worry for the next 20 years that somebody isn't going to do what they're supposed to do? Better yet, your own analysis says it's $4 a year. That's less than 30 cents a month. Have you asked them the same question? For 30 cents a month, are you willing to assume the risk that a quarry is going to do what other private companies have done, which is not comply with the law? Have you asked the citizens that? I don't get it. I do have two questions, though. Because Mr. Pupa, I was warned that they have been doing this. You said that there was an economic analysis done for the city to operate facilities. Could you please name the study and tell us where we can get that study?
The material that we used to put the study together or to construct the city's baseline cost is available. Most of it was put on our webpage. And the city's baseline cost analysis is what the result of that work product and the analysis of that work product represents.
So this $66 million that I just quoted from the study you did is based on the time-bound study and is what you're referring to in terms of the city's analysis?
The time-bound study was one element in the development of the baseline cost.
And what was the rest of it?
The work that HDR did with their water cost model evaluates the staffing and operation of wastewater treatment facilities, as well as our own experience running a treatment plant for the last 20 years.
Well, I just want to ask, where the HDR study, they refer to anything other than the Klein-Bond study, because the document you gave the general public only refers to the Klein-Bond information and a model that they used. Doesn't refer to any other facts other than the Klein-Bond study. And I have to say that based on those facts and the analysis they did, it is $21 million cheaper for the city to do it than it is for quarry. So I go back to the same question again. What other facts are there? Who needs a profit? Oh, you need clean water. You want them to have a profit or do you want clean water? I think you want clean water. Hell, you're a profit. The other question I had, has anybody sought counsel from the Inspector General's office overseeing public bidding? There was a report issued in 2000 that condemned this process of a single bid. Be more than happy to make that public document available. The councilman, the mayor, because
I have one. Right.
Do you have a copy of the
Inspector General report?
Yes. I think it would be very helpful for everybody to read that, including the general public. Because that issue of a single bid was raised. It's not wrong that the people in the state government who are responsible for looking at contracts of this size and this length duration essentially condemn this process, because there's no effective low bidding on the job. And the last question I had was, Tiny Bond recommended that the city hire four more employees to come into compliance with EPA standards. Yet I hear that Aquarium is not going to hire those four additional people to come in compliance with the EPA standards. Can somebody explain why they're not going to have to meet the same EPA standards that the city
It's in the Time Bond report, it's in the HDR report, actually it's in two of HDR's reports. Why is it that the private contractor doesn't have to meet the same EPA operating standards that the city does? I think they do. I think the general public is entitled to know the answer to all those questions because, quite frankly, the analysis you gave says that it is cheaper for the city to do this than it is to hire a private contractor. That's the baseline analysis. The information you provided, the information your consultant provided, and I have read your contract, unfortunately. And I read all the reports that have been made public. As I said at the beginning, there's something seriously flawed in this analysis. The city is being asked to pay way too much to come into compliance. If a city employee doesn't do their job, meaning the water quality standards, they get fired. Under the terms of this contract, Aquarian stands to make close to $6 million by being in compliance with the standards. If they're not in compliance with the standards, they have 18 months to fix the problem. You can bet every city employee would like 18 months to get their act together before they get fired. But what's worse is you're being asked to pay over $140 million over 20 years for somebody to say, well, if we make a mistake, we have 18 months to fix it. And I think the other important thing that needs to be explained is the EPA and the DEP doesn't explain, and it goes directly to responsibility. Under the Clean Water Act, licensed operators are criminally liable potentially for violations of the law, not the company and not the city. The person who runs the plant is responsible. So Aquarian can say whatever they want to. You can go back and look at Veolia, you can look at Aquarian, you can look at all these private operators. When there's a violation, you'll notice they always point the finger at an employee. Because the employee is the only responsible entity, not the company. Yeah, it is true. I can tell you the government lawyer for 9 years, it is true. I'll tell you what, I will ask you the question to produce for the public citations for violations of the standards to the city. Don't go to the employee first. I don't care what the act says.
Do you have
the other speaker, please? The only other question I have is,
you've had more than enough time, and other people have not had that much time.